Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that the garden is in glow season, make sure to get your tickets for a daytime walk or an evening adventure in the glowing garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Grab your mask and a jacket for a walk in the crisp air. The garden is glowing every evening now through January 10th. This magical adventure in the garden will give you a whole new garden walk experience, and there are still some tickets available. Make sure to dress for the evening temperatures and come out to enjoy this very special light and music extravaganza. As I headed into the garden, one of the first things I saw was the elf in the garden. If you're taking part in the Elf in the Garden picture contest, don't forget to check the clues for where he is this week so you can post your picture on Instagram. Even though access to the formal rose garden is somewhat restricted right now, there are other very pretty roses to enjoy. If you head into the children's garden, you see the rambling red rose that graces the area around the children's playhouse. There are other single roses planted throughout the demonstration beds worthy of our admiration. Most are miniature roses in shades of pink, yellow, and buttery gold. Also in the children's garden is a native milkweed plant that is still blooming around the pond. This gives the occasional butterfly a place to get a quick sip of nectar. If you walk on down the paved path and turn left, keeping the cactus collection to your right, you'll see right on the corner of Tram Road a beautiful big Mexican grass tree in bloom. It's very tall and, for a succulent, very graceful, with feathery flower spikes adorning the top of the grass-like leaves. If you continue along Tram Road to your right, you'll see a Canary Island native in bloom, but you really have to look closely to see that it is in bloom. This is a Cerapegia dichotoma. The blooms are very small and a yellow color that is nearly the same color as the light green sticks that are the branches. You will not really see anything that looks like leaves, only stems. If you keep on along Tram Road and head out to Lakeview Road, right at the corner behind the tall bougainvillea-covered palm tree is a huge ponytail palm in bloom. This is in the same family of plants as the Mexican grass tree in the cactus collection, and it's a plant that can really make a statement in a garden succulent collection. From there, take a walk left down Memorial Meadow Lane and wander into the meadow. The back and far side of the meadow are planted with bearded iris, and just a very few late season bloomers are still showing off their dramatic flowers. These will all die back as soon as the frost gets to them, but no worries, they'll return when the springtime warms them up again. For more interesting plants that have winter fruit, head on back to Tram Road and then to the rare fruit orchard. Some of the citrus trees, including the golden nugget mandarin and the Nagabi kumquat, are covered with ripening fruit. But for something really odd, take a look at the Buddha hand fruit tree that is sporting new fruit. This is an unusual citrus as it has no pulp or juice, but the zest is used in both cooking and traditional Asian medicines. Keep an eye on the Buddha fruit. It really will keep growing to be the size of a man's hand if the garden critters don't eat it first. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.